as you know, Wednesday's the same day as Harry and Meghan.
Oh, really?
No, they copied us. It's just not fair.
First thought was, I knew it.
I received about 5 to 10 texts in a matter of like a minute. Oh, right. Well, that's great.
If somebody would get in on my big day.
We met on a very popular online dating site. Drew was the first person to message me.
So she says.
He was.
At church, I would call him all the time.
Pretty hard to get.
We got engaged the first time when we was about 19. Probably we were just young, and when we split up, we just went our separate ways. So you went off and got married, I went off and got married. Chris had a daughter, I had a daughter. 10 years apart, we were both invited to a school reunion.
We clicked again.
2007, and we was in a nightclub.
We'd always see each other. I guess I didn't have the courage to go speak to her.
I was hiding behind the bedroom door on one knee. She was heavily pregnant.
I said, I'm wearing my slippers, you can't do this.
Over the last 10 years, nearly, he asked me 3 times.
I gave up after a while.
I've had two lovely rings.
I was literally there for like 5 minutes, like, are you serious? Are you serious?
I was like, say yes.
When marriage equality came in, I don't think I ever thought I'd see that day. And I was really proud at that point in time to be British.
To be honest, hasn't it been stressful?
It has been stressful.
It's been stressful.
The two weddings are really very different. Our Hindu wedding is a typical Indian wedding. The wedding on the 19th is a little bit more modest with the numbers.
So Henry will be kitted out like his dad in a kilt.
We hope he behaves that we don't know. From then on, we'll just see.
We're having a Nigerian traditional wedding, celebrating both cultures. I'm Yoruba and he's Edo. On the Saturday, we're going to have the church wedding.